Welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports Page. I'm Trevor Castle, and it's a Where Are They Now segment with Preston Rowe, a 2022 Pella High graduate and a senior-to-be on the Central College football team this fall. Preston, thanks for taking a few minutes to talk with us. How's your summer been going?
It's been going well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, hey, really exciting time of the year. Football is seemingly right around the corner as we record this interview on July 22nd. I mean, we're only a couple of weeks before we really get it going, but not sure there's much of an off season, right, in college football. So what has this summer been like? Let's just talk football a little bit. What's this summer been like for you as a local kid who still lives here in town and trying to make sure that you and your teammates are prepared for the upcoming season?
Yeah, it's been going well. We've had off season workouts since January, but the summer workouts 4 days a week, and then throwing about two or three times a week just with quarterbacks and receivers and running backs and other tight ends. So it's going well.
And what does that group look like? Is there quite a few, you know, I know Pella, obviously we're getting more and more kids from this area on the team, but Des Moines guys come on down. What does that kind of look like?
Yeah, definitely Pella guys come to it, and people that are out of town that are close, like people from Newton and Des Moines area, will come down a couple times this summer, get a lift in with us, and then go throw with us. And then, yeah, Pella guys like Colin Current and Tyson Barnes, incoming freshmen, have been coming, and it's been going well.
Awesome. Preston, a tight end for the Central football team. Can you just kind of talk about what you expect your role to be like this year and how are things going as you're developing chemistry with the guys that might be throwing you the ball?
It's been good. My role this year definitely hopefully will change just with an open spot and as a tight end one opening up from Grant Nelson, old Pella high school teammate of mine and then Central teammate of mine graduating. And he definitely helped prepare me for the next steps of being a tight end one at Central College and chemistry with the quarterbacks has been going well and definitely developed in my time at Central. So,
yeah, and Grant, somebody that you know local fans know very well, great leader. What are some maybe tips or tricks? What did he teach you about the tight end position and stepping up into that number one role?
Definitely being versatile, just being able to block like an O-lineman and be able to be a receiving threat like a wide receiver and just making sure that you can do both and do both at a high level and do quality work.
Well, those are two very different things, right? That seems like a very challenging situation. Do you feel like you excel naturally better in one of those roles than the other and have to work harder in the other one?
I wouldn't say naturally, but I think naturally both come pretty well to me. But with blocking, I've kind of been primarily a blocker the last 2 years at Central, just kind of as a H-back or, extra blocker in short yardage and goal line situations. And that's kind of where my role has been at Central. And definitely with the main tight end one is a lot more with every down, so a lot more receiving chances and options. So,
yeah. So, how do you feel like that? You mentioned you've been working quite a bit this summer, catching balls and stuff like that. Do you feel like that's a part of your game that's coming along well?
Yeah, it's coming along well. It's definitely I think it's been a strength of mine since high school and growing up is running routes and receiving, and I think this year will definitely be a good test to it and show the progress that I've made just throughout my career in high school and at Central. So,
how much is there to learn in terms of the route tree or different combinations and things like that? Obviously, the college game a lot more advanced than it is in high school. And you've had a couple of years. It's not like you're just walking into this, but it does sound like it's maybe a little bit more advanced than it's been, as a blocking guy the last couple of years.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot more advanced than the high school level, just with different schemes and different personnel packages at the college level. With the route tree expanding, there's a lot different routes and different adjustments that you have to make in routes depending what the defense is doing. And so that's something that I've grown and definitely learned about in college football.
We're visiting with Preston Rowe. This is a Where Are They Now segment here on today's Lely Radio Sports page. Preston, a senior-to-be tight end for the Central College football team, 2022 grad from Pella High School. And, you know, it would be presumed that Hunter Hoffman's probably the guy at quarterback this year. I haven't talked to Coach Mack, you know, officially or seen a depth chart or anything like that, but, you know, the starter for most of last year. What's your rapport like with Hunter? And is he a guy that's been around here at all in the offseason, or will you be catching up with him once camp starts here in August?
Yeah, Hunter's one of my best friends. He's also he's double majoring in engineering physics like I am. Okay. So we have every class together, and we've been sweet mates the past 2 years and going to be sweet mates again this year. So me and him are really, really tight. So that's been good and definitely something I'm excited about, that I already have a very strong connection with him personally, and he's been throwing behind center a lot. And yeah, he's also been here the last couple summers putting in work and getting ready and best prepared for this year and previous years. So
well, that's great to hear. Yeah, that rapport and connection, so important. You know, you do lose Ryan New, the top receiver from last year, the school's all-time, you know, career touchdown guy. What do you think just in general about the receiving group and, you know, what this offense can do this year?
Yeah, Ryan was pretty great and had a great career at Central and great guy, great leader. I'm really excited. I mean, we definitely saw glimpses and a lot of games where Cam Schulte really stepped up, and another Pella guy, and great guy to be around, great teammate, and definitely a freak athletically. There's a lot of younger guys that have had kind of a chip on their shoulder in lesser roles that are definitely willing and very eager and hungry to step up this year, and I'm excited for that. So
how about big picture, just from a team standpoint? This is a defense that ended the year as the number one scoring defense in the country. I know, you know, loses some really key pieces. Reed Packabear is an All-American a year ago and others, but it just kind of big picture, what's the outlook as a member of the team on what this season could be like for you guys?
I think we definitely have a really good team and a lot of returning guys, a lot of very talented guys that have been behind talented players. Definitely this fall camp will be very telling. I think we're set to have a really good year. Definitely get over that hump that we've been dealing with the last couple of years and just really find a groove and find maybe a different team chemistry and different game plan that will really put us over the edge with the talented guys that we have.
I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I presume the hump you're talking about is Wartburg and co, and maybe back to the postseason?
Yeah, definitely. It's been a few tight games with them that have come down to the wire, one-score games that, you know, a couple of plays here and there, we win those games and we're in the postseason, and Wartburg and co have definitely had success in postseason, and we've competed with them to the last play 2 years in a row, and definitely something that we're all hungry about, but can't take other schools in the conference and non-conference games for granted. I mean, like week two we have a new school coming in, and they're a great team, and well, that's going to be a good test for the rest of the season for sure.
Illinois Wesleyan, the opener this year, and then Randolph-Macon, a new opponent for Central this year that should be pretty fun at Ron and Joyce Skipper Stadium. Preston, you're going to blink and your senior season is going to be over with. What are you hoping that it is for you?
Definitely somewhere that I can develop my leadership and just have a lot of fun with my friends for last year and teammates that I've, you know, had to wake up at 5 a.m. with to do workouts and put in a lot of work with meetings and spring ball and obviously fall camp and summer lifting. So definitely somewhere that we see that all of our hard work pays off and the connections that we've made through it can really blossom into something special and have a great year.
I know the hard work is also taking place in the classroom. You mentioned earlier in the interview you're a double major, engineering and physics. And you told me right before the interview you got off work, your internship at Vermeer this summer in their engineering department. What does the future hold for Preston Rowe after Central College? What are your kind of hopes and goals and dreams?
Yeah, definitely an exciting time with job offers and interviews coming up. Hopefully we'll see with what offers hold and what opportunities will come. Career-wise, definitely would like to work my way up into higher level management, executive level management, just with things I've learned from my dad and being around executive level management a lot. Definitely something that I see as exciting. That's long-term career, but definitely want to find a company that is very close-knit and kind of like a team, like just from all the years in sports. So
awesome. Preston, thanks so much for taking a few minutes. Hope that you have a great rest of your summer, and we'll very much look forward to seeing you on the football field here in the red and white this fall.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks again for having me.
All right, that's Preston Rowe, a Where Are They Now segment with the 2022 Pella High grad and senior tight end for the Central College football team. For today's Lely Radio Sports page, I'm Trevor Castle on KNIA KRLS.